God warns us in his word to stay close, hold his hand. Don't you go getting lost now. Would you like to recognize that your Father in heaven would speak to you in that loving way, that you would speak to your child, or that you were spoken to as a child? Don't go getting lost now. And we don't just get lost. When we lack fear about the situation, when we depend on ourselves and our work, when we follow a perverted version of righteousness, which the scripture would tell us is your own way, but not God's way. And God would say, it's by my grace that you've been saved. And God would say, you have everything already, every blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. But any other way that we would justify ourselves before God, any other way that we would describe to other people to argue them into the kingdom, than grace. We don't just get lost, we get turned to work against God. Isn't that serious? Now, at first, you just think, hold hands, don't get lost in the crowd. But now what I'm saying is, you don't just get lost, you get spun. You get turned back against yourself, your own, other people who God's calling. Now, do you remember a guy named Joseph Kony? You don't remember Joseph Kony? Joseph Kony in Uganda and the Lord's Resistance Army. And you remember the Invisible Children move through the church, and there were kids who were camping out all together, so this guy couldn't come and get them and steal away kids. They believe that Joseph Kony, with a follower of maybe at maximum 3,000, managed to kill 100,000 people, managed to disappear 60,000 children from their families in Uganda and the Democratic Republic of Congo and the country north of there whose name escapes me right now, but I can see it in my mind. All this trouble. But what that guy did is he went and he grabbed kids and he made them soldiers and he sent them back into their villages to get their own people. And the scars in the people that were impressed into this service are deep and they're still dealt with. And he peaked around 2006, and they never caught him. In 2017, the governments of Uganda and the United States actually got roped into it. They said, you know what? Nobody follows that guy anymore. He's not a hazard. We can't find him, and we're not looking anymore. We're not spending more money to get him. And he's done that. He took people, lured them away, or kidnapped them, and then sent them back after their own. And the scripture says something about that. When we get lost, when we get lured away. And here's what it says in James chapter 4. This is what we got. Chapter 4, verse 4 starts with this. Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility to God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture speaks for no purpose? He jealously desires the spirit which he has made to dwell in us. But he gives a greater grace. And therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. God, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, he calls us to depend on him for dear life. Don't let go. It's dangerous out there. Friendly disposition toward the evils of the world is a deadly prospect. This sort of life and death situation calls for a fear response to evil. See how we're back in line with that. But we're encouraged about the eternal safety of abiding in Christ. So Proverbs 8, verse 13 says, fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. And then James chapter 4, verse 6 says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So who needs help? I need help. Okay, that's humble. You know what humiliated is when you should be humble, but you weren't, but your need was exposed, and now everybody knows, but you didn't get to say it first. Instead, it happened to you. That's humiliated. Either way, both people are in a safe space where they go, oh, God, it's only you, it's not me. So I say give up before he has to prove it to you. And I say, hold on tight, because you don't want to get lost. And I say, do not be a friend of the world, because the world is chummy until it turns on you. And it could turn you on you. And this is what we're trying to preach from the scripture this morning.